So this weekend I went to the Chickasaw annual meeting. It's the tribal meeting of the Chickasaws once a year, get together. It also goes along with the CCM Arts Festival and Market, which is the Southeastern Arts Festival Market. Anyways, something that always catches my attention is whenever anybody's giving a State of the Union address and our governor gives a, you know, State of the Tribe address, and it always includes the traditional, the state of the Chickasaw people is strong, just like in any State of the Union with the U.S. government. You know, the president will always say the State of the Union is strong. I don't know the whole history of that. I feel like it's worth looking into and doing a little research, because it makes you wonder, like in a time of crisis or if you've just been through something traumatic, do you still say that? And the answer is yes. Not because that's the tradition, but because you need to put your words and your thoughts into line for where you want to be. And sometimes that requires kind of forming reality into the direction you want it to go. And this is something I've kind of learned for myself, and it's been a continual work of self to like really work on it and not get stuck in a loop of negative attitude, but to try to reframe things in such a way that it takes me where I want to go. I think the best words for this come from Lao Tzu, the ancient Chinese philosopher. He wrote, "Watch your thoughts, they become your words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. And watch your habits, they become your character. And watch your character, for that becomes your destiny." And I just, that concept, I think, that's what it drew me down to, thinking about the whole, the state of our people is strong. Even if they're struggling right now, even if the words that you would describe your situation are negative words, there's a way to scope those into positive thoughts. If you're struggling right now, well, then you're enduring. And if you're enduring, it's because you're strong. There's an old Seneca quote that I really love. It's, sometimes just to survive is an act of bravery. That might not be the exact phrase, but there's just something to understanding and reframing your situation in a positive light that pushes you the right direction. It's important. It's important for us as a people, and it's important in your own mind for how you deal with difficulty, how you frame it in such a way that it gets you to where you want to go. It's not being dishonest. You can know honestly your situation. It's choosing the words and the thoughts that you allow in your mind about the situation, about the reality, that allow you to scope and shape the future reality. And there's great power in that. And it took me a long time to figure that out, but I'm getting there. And I will say, the future's hopeful, and I'm excited about it because I'm strong and I'm happy. And there's just a lot to catching those thoughts and figuring it out and shaping it in such a way that you shape your future. All right. See you guys later. Bye.